G'day, this is Von Scott from ACDC on the Top Rock Show.
Peter Head began playing piano professionally at the age of 13 years old with Adelaine's very first rock band, Johnny Mac and the Macmen, in 1970. He came to prominence with another progressive band from Adelaine called Head Band and led the group from 1971 until 1974. And they supported Elton John, John Mayall, and toured Australia with the Rolling Stones. Well, after Head Band split in 1974, Head started up Mount Lofty Rangers, an ever-changing group of notable Adelaide musicians that included Bon Scott. On October 20th, 1996, Peter Head released the Bon Scott track Round and Round and Round and Round. Now, the original track was recorded in 1974. And we led off this, the second hour of the Mad Mark After Dark Show with that very track. Now, the song was just a rough demo. And within a couple of weeks after recording it, Bon left and went off to join AC/DC. Now, for those of you that don't know, AC/DC were originally formed in Sydney, Australia, back in 1973 by Scottish-born brothers Malcolm and Angus Young. Now, the Young brothers developed the idea for the band's name after their sister, Margaret Young, who saw the initials ACDC on a sewing machine. She abbreviated the meaning alternate current, direct current electricity. And the brothers felt that the name symbolized the band's raw energy and power-driven performance of their music. The first time Bon Scott saw AC/DC was in August of 1974, and the band didn't have a lead singer that night, so they played instrumental versions of old rock and roll standards. Now, the boys ripped through all of their classic rock and roll songs, and then finally, with enough pressure from Bon Scott's friend, Vince Lovegrove, that Bon jumped onto the stage and sang a few songs. Now, Bon at the time didn't realize that AC/DC had just fired Dave Evans, so they wanted Bon to replace him. Now, Bon, Angus, and Malcolm Young were all Scottish, so there was this instant bond between them. And Bon Scott replaced Dave Evans as the lead singer officially on October 24th, 1974, when it became obvious that the band and Dave Evans were heading in different musical directions. Now, Bon Scott's appointment coincided with him working as a chauffeur for the band at the time until the audition and got promoted as lead singer. So leading into the next section of music, one of the earliest recordings I heard by AC/DC with Bon Scott was on this FM radio broadcast at the Festival Hall in Melbourne, Australia on New Year's Eve, December 31st, 1974. Now, they led off that show with the classic, She's Got Balls. So take a listen, and we'll be back. There you go.
Well, I want to tell you what's the album that you've been listening to. Well, the band's been changed with Jim Curtis. And he'll be... Very good. He'll be coming in later on to say hello, all right? Now, if you're a rock and roll audience, you're really looking up to this band. AC/DC, let's hear it!
Thank you. Happy New Year to you all. And hope you have a good time. This is called Soul Stripper, like all of you are. We've got a bus around the fire. Now it's fixed. This is Soul Stripper.
Businessman,
short while back. Made it to number 100 in Sydney, number 200 in Perth, and number 1,000 in Melbourne. So I'll play it for you now. It's called Can I Sit Next to You, Girl? Thank you.
New Year's Eve of 1973-4, he's got a few guys together, and Angus is one of them.
We'll be right back.
On New Year's Eve, December 31st, 1974, at the Festival Hall in Melbourne, Australia, an FM radio broadcast established AC/DC as a premier blues-based hard rock band. And early versions of songs like Soul Stripper and Show Business were heard on this program and became standards. Now, the band had recorded only one single, Can I Sit Next to You, Girl, with their original lead singer, Dave Evans. In late 1974, after Bon Scott had joined the group, the song was rearranged and re-recorded for the TNT album released in December of 1975. In October of 1974, AC/DC began recording their first studio album, High Voltage, and it was released exclusively in Australia on February 17th, 1975. Now, it only took just around 10 days to record and was based on instrumental songs written by the Young Brothers with lyrics added by Bon Scott. The album was produced by Harry Vanda and George Young at Albert Studios in Sydney, Australia. To make a note of it, Vanda and Young would produce every AC/DC album from then until 1978. Now, George was the older brother of Angus and Malcolm, who also played bass guitar on a number of the album's songs. And Harry was a bandmate of George's in the Easy Beats, and the pair were the main songwriters of the band's biggest hit, including their international smash, Friday on My Mind. AC/DC were still developing its sound when High Voltage was released, along with Bon Scott on lead vocals and the Young Brothers on guitars. The band were backed by rhythm section, which included Rob Bailey and Peter Clack as bassist and drummer, and also featured Tony Carrante on drums, respectfully. Well, closing off the last section of music, Stick Around has always been a favorite of mine, and lyrically, the song is a joke about Bond's inability to hold on to a lover for more than one night. This release saw the band fully embracing the formula for which they became famous for: harder edge, rhythm and blues-based rock and roll. They also simplified their personal lineup and would use it from then on out. And it consisted of Angus strictly playing lead guitar, Malcolm Young playing rhythm guitar, Mark Evans on bass, and Phil Rudd on drums. Now, this combination would be featured on their next three full-length studio albums. Well, moving into the next section of music, TNT was AC/DC's second studio album, released only in Australia on December 1st, 1975. Like the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, along with many other British invasion bands, Chuck Berry's blues-based rock and roll style influenced them. Now, Malcolm and Angus have always talked about the impact Chuck Berry had on their musical style as well, and you can hear that on their cover of School Days, so take a listen to it. Before we move on, very important note for all of you. The international version of High Voltage was issued on Atlantic Records on April 30th, 1976, with different cover art and track listing. Now, this was a combination and a best of the two 1975 releases. So let's move on and take a listen to School Days. There you go.
We'll be right back. Such a bloody idiot tripping over here. I'd better roll around the floor to make it look like it was on purpose, you know? And they got an encore. You know? So every night from then on he fell over. You know? And we just got to do whatever we can to keep up with the guy, you know? Which, well, it's... it's all sort of thrown together. It's the overall thing. There's no sort of, like, you know... Look, pal, it's my act on the singer, you know? Like.
OK, let's hear it for the boys. AC/DC! We'll be right back.
following is a true story. Only the names have been changed to protect the guilty. never told me your name. I didn't know if you were legal tender, but I'd spend it just the same. And I didn't know it could happen to me, but I fell in love in the first degree. It felt love at first feel.
Love at first feel.
Yeah.
Love at first feel.
First touch was too much. Ow! They told me it was disgusting. They told me it was a sin.
She'd never been, never been touched before. She said she'd never been, this far before. She said she'd never liked, to be excited. She said she always had had to fight it, and she never won. She said she'd never been. And I don't think
was a friend of mine on murder. And the judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty. Gave him 16 years in hell. He said, I ain't spending my life here. I ain't living alone. Ain't breaking no rocks from the chain gang. Breaking out and heading home. I'm gonna make a change. Gonna make a
jailbreak.
Oh, I wish that I could fly.
All in the name of liberty. All in the name of liberty. That will be free. Jailbreak.
Let me out.
Chasing
spotlights, sirens, rifles firing, but he made it out with a bullet in his.
Come to see us, so we just give them the show we give the Australian people, you know, because and they took on to us without publicity, you know, the publicity caught up to us, not us to it.
Bombs and bomb laser in our dreams. kill me.